goal to start the third, how impactful was that on your team?
Yeah, certainly, we felt a bit of a, not necessarily a sag. It's just like when things haven't gone well, obviously you start, thinking and what have you. And, a couple of things, obviously, I'm sure you guys are going to ask, is that, we obviously, made some mistakes on those two goals. And we didn't get rewarded for some of the opportunities that we had, and you can call it excuses or whatever, but we had three posts tonight and hit one at the end there too, and late in the third, Woody hit one. We just watched all the chances in the third. And it's just, for whatever reason, they're just, one, they're not going in. Two, we're making crucial mistakes at key times, obviously, we did here tonight. And again, we got a point, but, we need to get that next one.
Dean, as Zach was saying, he's never been through something like this. He's been through teams that don't start well and other stuff. What can a coach do in a situation like this to calm people down? Do you just wait for it to turn around on its own?
I think so, Ports. I think, I know that obviously you guys know we've addressed it with the guys and we've talked about it and we've shown it it's not like we change our game, like those two goals, like they weren't systematic mistakes. Like, we didn't say, okay, let's sit back or let's be a little more aggressive. We got on the wrong side of people in key times, right? And key people, and they get two glorious opportunities because for whatever reason, we were moving forward as opposed to defending. And, consequently you leave, a couple guys wide open like that and they're going to score, especially special players like that.
We talked about this morning, but your decision to start overtime with Pinelli out there, it's this bold choice, guys, second NHL game. Just your thinking there.
Yeah, skill. He's got a skill set. He's got some speed. He got caught out there, obviously, too long, and he was tired at the end, clearly. There's other things that go into it. Rust and Crosby aren't the biggest guys, so we start with Monty and him, and then we know they're going to come back with Malkin and somebody, Hayes or whatever, so we're going Charlie and Silly against them, so we try to match up a little bit as well. It wasn't just, it was the same thing the other night when we started them. It was, I can't remember exactly who it was, but Tavares and Nylander maybe, and so... that was our thought process.
Quickly going back to what you were just saying before that about just how the way that these leads that have vanished it's been different, right?
Yeah.
At the start of it, it felt a little less different, almost like you were sitting back too much. And remember, we were asking
that. Yeah.
But that's changed. I mean, you guys are trying to win games now. Does that make this whole thing, even more kind of vexing or frustrating to try and figure out that it's not just, you can't just put your finger on it?
Yeah, I mean, we just sat in there. We watched all the chances in the third and in overtime. And, and we'll grind through it again. We'll end up watching them all and watching the entire game and try to figure out, are we sitting back? Are we cheating for offense to get that next one? Like, I think we talked about this a while ago. It's like, we're not changing. Like, we don't say go score another goal or, let's really defend. We're supposed to be just playing the same way. And for whatever reason, two key moments in the game, we mess up our assignments, our individual assignment, and it ends up in our net. So we address it, obviously. We watch it as a group and the individuals, and hopefully it gets better sooner than later.
Mike, Dean, have you ever experienced anything like this before? As long career as a player and a coach, and the second part is, do you believe that something can get into the collective mind of a team?
I think, no. I mean, sure. Has there been situations where, I'm sure there's been situations where, you know, late in games and what have you, that there's been spells where, you know, we squeeze it a little bit tight or we get down or whatever on ourselves as a team. I can't recall any exact, comparison to this. Can it get it? Sure. I mean, yeah, I obviously, like, momentum swings and confidence and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, you guys have already talked to the players. They're talking about it, so they're aware of it. So, yeah, can it get in? Sure. You know, it's the same thing when you're not scoring. You start thinking about scoring, right? And then you're not going to score. So we need to, believe, again, that we just got to keep doing the same things over and over and over again. And then it'll turn. And when it does turn, as you guys know, you guys have been around long enough as I have, is that when things turn, it turns, and we need it to turn. But we still have to do our work in order to, not only physically, obviously, but mentally, to make sure that we have that thought process that, yes, it's going to get better. And I know that our coaching staff and the leadership group in there, they know that. They know that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.